Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. How's everybody doing all around the country, all over in Pittsburgh? You know, Mad Dads, holler at you, Pittsburgh. What's up? What's up, Buffalo, New York? What's going down? Hey, what's going on, everybody, up in Iowa, Nebraska, and all those places where those, all the Mad Dads are? God bless you, man. So good to be here. Mad Dads in the house, Men Against Destruction, defending against drugs and social disorder. And, you know, I'm really excited because I know today we're going to be talking about giving back, paying back forward, and doing stuff like that. I got a young man with me. His name is Kino in the house.
What's
Kino,
up?
How you doing, man?
I'm feeling all right, you know what I'm saying? Beautiful morning, you know, the sun shining, the Lord woke me up this morning. I thank him, man.
Hey, tell us a little bit about what you've been doing with Mad Dads.
And, you know, it's kind of funny, you know, we say it's a peace bus, you know what I'm saying? We always keep the peace on the bus. Number one thing, if you don't respect the bus rules, you get thrown off the bus. If you don't respect them rules, and Mad Dads have to come and talk to you for a little bit and tell you them rules. The rules is on a peace bus is if you got to respect the bus driver's orders. If you don't respect them orders, you get thrown off the bus or you get talked to or get taken off the bus.
Wow. So how'd you get involved with Mad Dads?
You know, I'm with this thing with Emerge called North 4 Project, and we get all, you know, 19 to 20 years old, brothers that 18 to 20 years old, we get them out the streets, start putting down the guns or the drugs and all that. You know, we get to helping them out, you know what I'm saying? Like me, I'm with the North 4. I'm out the streets, I'm not picking up more guns, I'm not even touching none of that. I'm out the streets, I got money in my pocket, I got a job. So that's good approval right there. I'll keep it positive.
So you've been able to keep it positive. How do your friends, your homies, you know, the guys you hang out with on the block, how do they respond to you now?
They call me a lame now.
They call you a lame?
They call me a lame.
But how do you feel now? You feel a lot better with your life, don't you?
I feel way much better. I can be a lame, but a lame with a paycheck.
Right, because you're getting paid every week now. So things are working out for you?
Yeah, man, I'm standing out these streets. That's way better for me, man. I'm dodging these bullets off the street.
What do you say to young people that are out there struggling in gangs and drugs and looking for a way out, but, you know, they're scared they're going to be caught a lane? What do you say to them?
You know, if you stuck out there, man, come on holiday Emerge. We on Broadway, Emerson and Broadway. And if you're still looking, still trying to help to get out there, come on holler at the Mad Dads. We'll help you out.
That's good. That's Zeno. Zeno, why don't you holler at your folks, man, your peoples and stuff, the family that love you, you know, that's down for you, no matter. Give them a shout-out. Who you want to holler to?
I give a shout-out to my mama. My mama, Sonya Woods. My brother, Deshaun Woods. My other brother, Andrew Woods. My little sister, Desonya Kenny. My little brother, Monte. My little sister, Nia, Nene Woods. And all my cousin, Tom. My cousin, TJ. I give a shout-out to all my family that love me, appreciate it, and I thank y'all. I love y'all.
That's right. That's Kino. You listen to Mad Dads Blog Talk Radio, and it looks like I've got a caller on the line. The number is 1364. How you doing, caller? How you doing? Let me check in. Wait a minute. Let me get you on here. Okay, 1364. Yeah. 1364, you're on the line.
Yes, how you doing, BJ Smith?
Yeah, who is this?
This Mad Dads, man. This L.A.
Hey, this is L.A. How you doing? What did you think about what Kino had to say?
Hey, listen, I was very impressed with that young man. And I hear that he's doing a good job with Mad Dads. And that's why I tip my hat to y'all, because y'all making these brothers, boys, sit down, man, stand up. So I got to tip my hat to you, man.
Well, you know, we also talking about how you pay forward. Have you ever been in a line and somebody was short a dollar or two, and you just, I got you, I got that, don't worry about it?
Oh, many times I did that. Last week, I think I was down to my last $5, and I know this lady was short of her groceries, and I gave her my $5 so she can get her groceries.
Well, you know, L.A., thank you a lot for being a part of Blog Talk Radio, man. We love you. Thank you for making the calls, because you call everybody and get them to the support group, one of the largest support groups in the country, and you're a big part of making that happen. So thank you for your hard work, sir.
Oh, no, thank you for encouraging me, brother, and keep it going. I love y'all, and nobody can't do nothing about it.
That's right. That's right. He loves it. Nobody can do anything about it.
Five, you too, brother.
That's right. We sure do. We got another caller, 5737. How you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, VJ?
Hey, I'm doing great. Doing great. You got a comment?
I heard y'all talking about Pay It Forward. Yeah, man. That's a good thing, the young brother getting out here, man, with us, man. My name is Alonzo. I'm also a member of the Mad Dad. You know, we get out every day and try to encourage the brothers and sisters to get out and quit being lazy and get off their butts and make sure they can get the housing that they need, to help with the housing resources that they need, the job resources, you know, food and clothes. You know, we get out on a regular basis, man, and I'm glad that young brother Kino comes out, man. I had to talk to him one day, man. We was out there. He was kind of standing in the corner. He didn't really want to say nothing. And I was like, man, the same way you used to get out there and do wrong with all that enthusiasm, standing out and hanging out in the streets, is the same way you get out here, man, and you talk to these people, try to help these people with that same enthusiasm. And he started getting a lot of write-ups, start helping people, man, and you know, paying it forward, doing the right thing and trying to help people, man. And I'm really proud of that brother for stepping up the way he has.
Thank you, brother.
And see, that's what I'm talking about. Paying it forward is an opportunity for us to give back. Lonzo, why don't you talk a little bit about what happened when we went to St. Paul today?
Well, we got an opportunity to go down and talk to four very these little kids, man. They just don't understand what's going on in life today, man. And they're not understanding that they are future, and education is the best thing that you can have to make it in life. You know, we talk to kids all the time about how, you know, they really don't think education is what's needed to become something. You know, one of the guys wanted to be an X-ray technician. The other wanted to be a lawyer. The other guy, he wanted to design games. And the other guy wanted to be an actor. But the fact of the matter is, you can't be any of those things. You can't read and write. You got to learn how to read and write. You got to learn how to understand that what's going on. So, you know, we sat down and we talked to these guys, and it was real good. I think at least one of the guys really reached out to us, you know, and I was glad he signed a petition to try to do better in his life, you know, and I'm sure he was real happy. But the other guys seemed like they was coming around. You know, I think that we probably need to go out and check on them and see how they're doing, let them know that we just didn't come out there just to be known or nothing like that, that we really care. You know, I understand that growing up in life, people always talk about how they care about you, how they want to help you, but they don't put their best foot forward. Like you say, they don't pay it forward. They don't come out and give you the time that you need to be able to talk or listen or do the things that needs to be done. So I think I had a real good time.
Well, you know, Alonzo, I want to thank you for taking the time out to reach out to the kids. And that's one of the things that is happening for Kino. Kino's getting the ability to give back to the community. And they talk about he's lame. But I think you're lame when you don't do what God wants you to do and what God has for you. Yeah, your friends may call you lame, but didn't they call you lame, Lonzo, when you turned your life around?
Yeah, of course. You know, they look at you, man, and they think you softened up or you're a punk or you're trying to, you know, that you think you're better than them. And the fact of the matter is they really look jealous. They jealous and they don't know how to do anything but put you down to make themselves feel better about what they're doing in their life. You know, everybody know if you out here trying to sell drugs or you out here gangbanging, everybody know that's not the right way to go. So once you do it and see that it ain't the right way and you stop, they think that you think you're better than them, you know. And honestly, really, you are. You know, it's really the truth. You are better than you are better than if you be coming out, you getting up every morning, and you going to work and you doing a positive thing. And I was telling the young men at school, you know, I mean, at the school that, you know, I used to think it was easier. You know what I'm saying, to go out and sell drugs. It's easy to lay on my butt all day and manipulate and rob and steal. It's hard. You know, it's a lot more easy to get up and go to work and go home and watch TV than to get up and stand outside all day. Sometimes you might not make but $30 or $40. You might not make nothing. You already got to watch your back. You got to watch the police. You got to watch the other drug. You got to watch the other gang members because you don't want to get jumped on and shot. You got to turn around. You got to watch the guys trying to rob you. You got to turn around. You know, you got to always look over your shoulder. You don't sleep well. You're always agitated and angry. You know, and now I'm happy. You know, I can laugh. I can joke. You know, I can hang out. You know, me and my brothers and Mad Dad brothers, we go out every weekend, watch a movie. We spend about $20, and that's the most we spend. And we still have a beautiful time. And go home. I get to go home and relax and get ready for the rest of the week. I get to go to work and be a positive influence in society.
Hey, that's great. Hey, Lonzo, thank you very much, man. Now, we got on the other line. Kino, what did you think about what Lonzo had to say?
Man, I think it was beautiful, man. He right, man. These brothers need to get off these blocks and these corners, man, and get themselves a job. If they looking for a job, man, come and look at Mad Daddy. We can sign you up and help you out.
That's right. We can help you get started. I got 1364 on the line. 1364, how you doing? 1364, you on the line, Mad Dad? Yes, sir. 1364. Okay, it sounds like 1364 is what I got. 7830 on the line. 7830, how you doing?
I'm talking right now. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
What's up? Yeah, I'll tell you.
Hey, who is this?
What's up? This is Danny. This is Danny.
Hey, Danny, what do you think about
our
topic today? Okay, Danny, you got a chance to go out to the school with us today, Danny. Give us your thoughts about that.
Oh, it was lovely, man. It really touched my heart. It brought me back to a point because I used to be sitting in those same seats. I used to be in that same position when I was younger. So I had a different perspective. I knew what they was going through. I knew what was in their hearts. I could look in their eyes, and I could see myself in them at that point.
So tell me a little bit about paying forward. How do you pay forward?
Oh, I try my best to be a blessing and to be sneaky with my blessings because I know that's, I spent a whole chunk of my life bent on revenge. I had nothing but revenge in my mind. And if revenge could be that power, if somebody could do something negative to me and it could dictate my every action, it could make me dedicate my whole life into getting even. Just think about how powerful that could be if it was switched around. If somebody just did a blessing towards somebody and then they spent their whole life trying to pay that blessing back and blessing as many people as they can. I'm dedicated to paying it forward because I know that if revenge can do one thing, the opposite of revenge can do even more. So I try my best to just bless people as much as I can.
Hey, thank you very much, Danny. I appreciate that, man. You're doing good work. We're so proud. We're so proud of you, brother. We just want to let you know that.
Sorry.
I'm going right to another caller on hold. 4331. You on hold for Blog Talk Radio. How you doing? Looks like you hung up on me. Oh, my goodness.
Baby, this short body, man. I love y'all, man. Mad Dad.
Short body in the house. M-A-D-D-A-D-S, Men Against Destruction, because you know that we're the best.
That's right, baby. Yeah, man, I want to
get that tune. How's that video coming?
It's coming along great, man. We should be ready for y'all this weekend, man. Everything should be good this weekend. Everything should be done by this weekend. It's going to be real nice, man. Mad Dad, for real. I kind of want to check in on that conversation with what the brothers talking about as far as, you know, changing your life around when it comes from negative to positive, man. You know, my experience is like I've been at the dope game over 15 years, man, and I feel way more of a gangster now than I ever did when I was in the game because now I control my own destiny. You know, a lot of my people, man, they lost the belief in our hoods, man. They lost the belief. They believe in the wrong things, and they being strong about the wrong things out here. And I'm out here learning it right now today. Every day is a learning experience, even when I'm on the streets. See, I'm still on the streets right now, on the block selling my CDs and books instead of selling dope and not running from the law. It's a power we hold within ourselves, man, that they got to understand that you control your own destiny, man, you know. And it's true that some of your guys might look at you funny, but if you're doing the right thing and you've been successful with what you're doing, they're going to look up to you, man. They're going to honor what you're doing. Like, I haven't had that experience to where my guys look down on me because I changed my life around. If anything, they help me, they praising me, and they helping me push forward because they know what I'm doing is going to bring them out of that situation, too, because I don't do it for me. That's why I got a label called Up Before Me. When you're out here doing something for the people instead of yourself, and you ain't being selfish with what you know about God and what you know about life, and you're sharing it with them, they help you with it. You see what I'm saying? It's a way to go about saving people when you're on these streets. You ain't got to be out here lecturing them, trying to make them do something they don't want to do. You try to take them to closer to what the things they love to do, what they really want to do in life. See, I ain't out here trying to make everybody sell CDs and books. I want them to be focused on what they got, get the talent is, because everybody got a talent and a role to play in life. They got a position to play. People got to learn their position, man. It's about learning your position when you're out here in these streets, period. Learn your position in life. Learn how to take your guy, get the talent that's going to keep you out of them jail cells and let it make you a better man, because you already got it within you. You just got to believe in it. And that's what I've been experiencing on these streets out here, trying to push these CDs and books all over the country, man. So we're just getting ready for this world between good and evil, man. And God blessing us out here right now. So just stay blessed, man.
Hey, man, we sure appreciate you, sharp body. Love you, man. Thanks for all the support you give Mad Dads, man, and for being a young man that put the dope down and picked the hope up. Keno, what you think about that, sharp body?
I think he did a wonderful thing, man. It takes a hard thing to come to turn from the streets to do your thing, man. And all I got to say, man, keep your head up, man.
Salute, sir.
That's right. That's right. Now, you know, this is Zeno's first time, man, doing radio live, you know, worldwide, all over the country, man. So he's excited. But how's it feel, man?
It feels wonderful, man. I'm feeling happy right now. I'm too excited. I'm going to go home and brag to everybody I was on the radio.
That's right. That's right. That's how we do it worldwide, international, right here. Mad Dads in the house with Sharp Body online. Sharp Body, just hold on with you just for a second. We're going to come back to you. I got 9646 on hold. How you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
9646.
How are you?
Yes. Yes. How you doing?
I'm fine. I hear Sharp Body's in the house.
Sharp Body is in the house. Yes, he is. Yes, ma'am.
Tell
we got Miss Champion.
Send him her love.
Okay. He's on there listening to you right now. Miss Champion sends love to you, Sharp Body. I got Zeno here. I don't know if you got a chance to hear Zeno's story.
No.
But Zeno was saying that since he's been working with Mad Dads and Emerge, that they've been calling him lame, that his friends, his homies call him lame because he don't want to hang out and sell dope no more, because he don't want to carry pistols no more. But Zeno, what did you tell him you said?
And they said, man, they said I'm lame because I don't want to carry no gun, no hold, no weed. I'd rather hold a check in my hand and do that and just sit back and relax in my own house and have to worry about nothing. And I love
well,
what I'm doing
know,
right now. I love helping out the people.
Well, you know what? You carried that other title well, I'm sure, the weed seller, the gun holder. See how good you carry that lame title and see how far that title will take you. So enjoy that title because it sounds good to me.
Well, thank you, Miss Champion, and we appreciate that. You just got back from a retreat with mothers that were victims of violence, mothers that their sons have been killed. And there were about 12 families there. And tell me a little bit about how that felt to pay forward and help other families.
Well, very emotional. Very emotional, a cleansing. We all got on the same accord. We found ourselves telling our stories. A couple people walked in, and it was a choice. It was a retreat where you could relax and just enjoy yourself. But they, a lot of the families found themselves in the meetings, and they wanted to talk about it. They wanted to cry, and it was a cleansing. And I found myself doing the same thing. I taught a couple of classes up there, and I had a setback. I didn't realize I was as traumatized as I am, you know. It's every time I hear music, I go back through that traumatized stage. If it's something, remind me of my child. And that's what I want people to know, is that traumatizing can be a lifetime healing process. Grief, we can get over that a little quicker than being traumatized. So I found out the two categories. Traumatized, we can find ourselves with a lot of strength and ready to clean up the house, and then the next 20, 30 minutes we can't move. That's a sign of being traumatized, just because the mind heard something. So the couple of families that I was up there that big impact was a mother that was riding in Oakdale, Minnesota, and a sniper just started shooting in the community, walking down the street shooting. She had just picked her son up from daycare, and they were having a very good conversation. And they heard shooting, and they started looking around, and she looked at her arm and blood was just going everywhere. And she, her son was like, "Mom, are you all right?" And next thing, she seen a shadow on the side of her van, and her son's brains had splattered everywhere. She rolled up in the parking lot of Rainbow and just started asking for help, bleeding. And I'm downtown at Regency Hospital in St. Paul, there in the emergency room to see someone, and I heard a scream so loud, and not knowing that the child was in there that had died, not knowing that I was going to ever be with the mother, not knowing that the mother was going to call me her sister, and that just touched my heart. The other family was the young girl that died in Brooklyn Center, Brooklyn Park, and that was found in the impound lot in her car with sheets on top of her. She had been out there almost 2 weeks dead in the car. That family, the mother and father, that was a very bad impact, because find out that I knew people that knew her, and the mother I just loved. And the father hadn't talked since it happened, but I did a breakthrough with him and in the class, and I just thank God for my being there, because I touched hearts.
Well, you were down at Fake Lodge, and it was about 3 hours road trip from here. It's a wonderful place I hear to be. I'm glad you were there, and I just want you to know that there's one young man that you don't have to worry about killing anybody. His name is Zeno. He's right here with us today, and I just want to thank you, Zeno, for being part of the show today.
Thank you for letting me be a part of the show.
And what do you think about Ms. Champion and what she's been doing?
Dino, what you just heard myself talking about, that title that the streets are giving you now, I'm sure you'll walk with it very well, but you'll turn it around and just tell them to look at your walk. That's what makes a man, okay? So that's their personal or fun way of teasing you, but your progress in life being that lame person, it's okay. You know, I feel good about today. I feel like the people that is in my today will be in my tomorrow. So don't worry about the ones that you done left out there selling weed, and the ones that you done left out there that's holding on guns, because guess what? Somebody's parents is going to end up at the Faith Lodge, which I plan on going back. In September, I know it's going to be more parents out there and more mothers that's going to be grieving. And, baby, putting that gun down, at least you will be one of the people that say, "I didn't do it."
Yes, ma'am.
That's right. Thank you very much, Ms. Champion. We appreciate your calling. Now, one more thing. We're talking about our title today is how you pay forward, you know, how you do something for somebody else. In the line of the day, and a lady was struggling to get the change to pay for her food. And I just said, "I got all that." And she's like, "What? You got all that?" She was amazed. "You mean you're going to buy all?" I said, "I got that. You go ahead. You're gone." She was an older lady. And she was so happy. That's how you pay forward. Can you tell us, how do you pay forward?
How do I stay forward?
No, pay forward. Like, do something for somebody in advance, even when they don't expect it.
I deal with so many people in the community. It's a family, a grandmother that I have adopted over North Minneapolis, and she was in the hospital, and I sent the Mad Dads over there to haul in groceries for this grandmother to help feed her grandkids. That she's responsible for. She didn't even know that it was coming. She didn't even know that the blessing was going to be coming in her bedroom, that hands was going to be laid on her, and she's in my life forever. And that's how I look above and beyond.
Wow, that's what we have to do. So once again, we thank you for working with the youth and all the good things you're doing. We were looking forward to seeing you at the training this Saturday. We're excited about the training we're going to have, and we're excited about what we're going to do. Young people, so continue to do what you do. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
That's Ms. Champion. Thank you, Ms. Champion. We sure appreciate it. Zeno, your thoughts about Ms. Champion and the work she's doing?
I think she's doing a really good job, and I appreciate the thing that she's doing for these families.
Now, tell me something about what are your family, what does the family think about you? I know you say your homies think you're lame, but what does the family think about you now?
Well, my family, I can tell you this. Before I even got the job, they was like, boy, you need to do something. You need to find something to do. And I was like, man, I already know what I'm going to do. Then I got the job. Like, man, they were like, man, I'm proud of you. My mom was like, I'm proud of you. You're staying out these streets. My mom can wake up with a smile now.
Wow, your mom's waking up with a smile. That's a beautiful thing, and that's the kind of thing we want to happen, to see somebody wake up with a smile. We got a call on the line, 9262, Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dads, and my guest today is Zeno. How you doing? 9262, you're on the line. Are you there? You know,
BJ.
We on radio. You got, huh?
BJ.
This is Blog Talk Radio. Come on with it.
This Will, brother. What's going on?
Ah, Will, how you doing, man?
I'm blessed,
hey,
brother.
Hey, Will.
Huh?
You blessed by the best?
Yes, sir, my brother.
Did you hear this young man talking on the radio?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And I know it makes you nothing but proud.
Oh, yeah, more than proud, my brother. It's what we're doing in the community, man. If you give us these programs out here like North 4, Mad Dash, another program that's doing good work out here in the community, you can see results, man. You know, it's not overnight, but eventually they'll get it, man. And so to hear that young man say he's making his mom proud, man, really bring chills through my body, man, because that's what we want to do. We want to make our parents proud, man, of the work that we do, especially black men's, man. It's time for us to stand up, man, and so, you know.
Well, you know, Will, I just want to tell you, man, you're doing a good job down there at North 4. And Zeno, he likes the work he's doing with us, man. I'm glad he's with us because he's making a major contribution to show other young men that you can do something besides sell drugs and sell weed and rob folks, that you can do something else with your life, that he's paying forward now. That's what our conversation today is about, paying forward. And Ms. Champion just got off. She's on the line. She was talking about how she went out to a retreat with other mothers that had lost their loved ones and was able to give back. She paid forward by spending a whole weekend with other mothers that were victims of homicide. Zeno's not going to be one of those men. She's not going to have to look at Zeno in the face and say, you killed my son, you shot my son. She'll be able to look in his face and say, you helped my son.
Yes, yes, that's what's up, my brother. That's what's up. And, you know, the more we can, like I have to keep stressing it, man, the more that the programs like we have, man, that's out here working, let's continue to fund them so we continue just not to reach Keno, but his friends that we have on the waiting list, the tons and tons of people, VJ, that your outreach workers come in contact with every day, man. Them folks need resources and jobs and houses, you know. So, you know, we just got to continue to let folks know that the good work that we're doing, and so folks can continue to, you know, have our back in this struggle.
You're absolutely right, bro. Zeno, look, give me a few comments about Will and what you think about that young man.
Man, to be honest, Will is the one who helped me out. He took me to the side like, brother, huh, take this, put down that, put down this. And you know what? And I did put down this and that. And I followed Will into that light, and I got this job. And I thank you for that, Will.
Hey, Will,
no,
we thank
problem.
You too, man. Yeah, we
you
thank
know,
you, Will. We're going to take you to the top, though, Will. You done linked up with a group of brothers that can take you there, take you all the way there, but we're going to ride. We're going to ride. We're getting on this horse, man. We're going to ride hard along with all the rest of our partners. We're getting ready to put it down, brother. So North 4, Mad Dads, we linked up. We teams. We partners.
Yes, sir, VJ. You know what, man? I'm gonna say, I would like to say this on the air, man. You know, well, VJ, man, that's just the true testimony, brother, of your willingness to continue to fight the struggle, man. I mean, even when I was out there on Plymouth with my auntie and them, I mean, you was doing your thing, brother. So, you know, man, you paved the way along with other leaders that's in the community, man, for me to be fortunate to reach for these brothers. So, man, you know, big ups to you, man. And, yeah, let's ride this horse, man, because I'm with it with you, brother. I see what you was talking about back then, man, and you was making a difference, man, and you was out there, man. So it's just a good testimony of you, man, and now it has passed on to me, and so I'm hopefully one day, man, I can pass it on to another brother, man, so he can understand the vision of what we see, man. And the vision of what we see is that seeing our community be strong black men, strong fathers, strong husbands, beautiful wives, beautiful queens, you know, just uplifting a people, man, who have struggled so long so we can get to that point. So, man, I'm, you know, big ups to you and them brothers and sisters there at Mad Dads, man. Y'all doing tremendous, tremendous work, man.
Hey, thank you much, Will. Thank you, Ms. Champion, for being on the line. Thank you, Will, North 4. Thank you, Zeno. Any closing comments, Zeno, before we go?
Yeah, I want to take a shout-out to my North 4 brothers. Y'all brothers out there, do y'all thing, man. Yeah, y'all keep working, man. Keep our heads up, man, for real.
That's what it's about. You've been listening to Mad Dads of Blog Talk Radio worldwide, Chicago, Portland, New York, Minneapolis, everywhere, all over the country. We're coming at you live, coming at you real. We'll be back next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. God bless you.